Morning, everybody. I hope you're doing good. You look really good today, and I'm excited about you being here. I'm excited you joining us online. I believe that God's got a good word for us today. They laugh at me when I come in and I have a list of scriptures. Sometimes I have maybe one or two scriptures, and today I had a whole page full, so I hope I can get through all of these, and I think I can, and we can walk away today full of trust, full of faith, and full of confidence in God and His Word. Let me pray just a moment. Father, I ask you to open up our hearts and our minds to hear clearly what your Spirit is saying to the church, to the body of Christ. Open up the eyes of our understanding, Lord, and give us insight into your word so that we may walk in confidence, trusting, and totally depending on you. We thank you, Father, for the word of God. We thank you for the blessings of God, and we thank you for your Spirit that is in this place today and in our lives. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, may they just open up their heart to hear your word and trust you from this moment forward. In Christ's name, amen. Well, today I want to talk about confidence to trust. Confidence to trust. You know, our main job as Christians, I believe, is to trust. We trust God for salvation. We trust God for eternal life. We trust God for abundance. We trust God for health. We trust God for daily sustenance. Everything is about trusting that God will do what we need done in our lives. And I'm just convinced you can always trust the truth. Well, Jesus is the truth. He said, "I am the truth." So you can always trust the truth. So today, I just want to talk about that. I want to try to show you some scriptures and show you that we can have confidence to trust. I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm not talking about belligerence. I'm not talking about confidence in self. I'm talking about confidence to trust God. In the book of Hebrews, the third chapter, I want to read a couple of verses here. Hebrews chapter 3, beginning at verse 4. It says, "For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses, indeed, was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterwards. But Christ," listen carefully to this verse, "but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end." Now notice what he says. Christ's house. And then it says, whose house we are. Stop and think about that for a moment. I am, you are Christ's house. You know, we teach our little kids in nursery. Jesus lives in you. To be born again, you want to accept Jesus into your heart. And when Christ comes into your heart, that moment, Christ lives in you. We are his house. We are the house of God. Now listen to me. That's the truth. I could say it like this. That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. The truth is, according to this verse of Scripture, if we belong to Christ, we are Christ's house. And I believe it's a truth you can trust. Listen to that verse 6 again. "But Christ as the Son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence." That's what I want to talk about today. That's what I want to deal with today. We are his house if we hold fast the confidence. Well, how do you get confidence? Where does confidence come from? In Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews the 10th chapter, verse 35 says this, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." Notice he says there, hold fast the confidence firm to the end. Now there's three things we're going to try to deal with today when we talk about this confidence and holding fast the confidence. Scripture here talks about confidence that's lost. It also talks about confidence that is gained. And then it talks about confidence that is increasing. So we can lose confidence, we can gain confidence, and we can increase confidence. That's what Scripture teaches, and we're going to look at those. Now, you know, just the word confidence is a very powerful concept. You know, confidence is not human works. Confidence, it has to do with a faith that we have in God. And confidence is also a manifestation of God's grace. When God's grace comes to you, and you receive God's grace, you should receive confidence in the grace of God. Now, if you look up confidence in a dictionary, here's what it will tell you. Confidence is freedom in speaking unreserved. It's being out there where I am risking. Years ago, I preached a sermon and I said, you spell faith, R-I-S-K. Faith means you step out beyond what you can see and believe what God says. This world exists by the faith of God. So it's being out there where I'm risking. That's confidence. Another word for confidence is open. Another way of describing it would be frank without concealment. So to be bold and confident and stand in God's presence is a very powerful thing. Think about that for a moment. To be bold, to be confident, to stand in God's presence gives you a very powerful concept with your life. Now think with me just a moment. God's house is who we are. We are God's house. You realize how powerful that is? Do you realize that if we really understood that we are the house of God and that God resides inside of us, Christ in you is the hope of glory. There's so many things that we could talk about and how powerful this really is. Now, please hear me. Please hear what I'm trying to say when I say to you, if I can say to you today what's in my heart, then I believe we'll have something that will help us to move forward in the next step of God's plan for us. Guys, do you realize God's not surprised with where we are today? God's not shook up about where we are today. God's not sitting up there saying, oh my goodness, I hope and pray that my kids don't get coronavirus. God's not up there saying, oh, I tell you, I just don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to take place. I don't know what I'm doing on planet Earth. I got confidence in God. I got confidence that He's still building a church. I got confidence that God still lives on the inside of believers, and everywhere I go and everything I do, God goes with us. I don't go by myself. He lives in us. He abides in us. This confidence is a very powerful it's a very powerful thing, and we need to learn how to walk in confidence. I want us to understand what it means to just walk in a very difficult season, in a very difficult time, in confidence, knowing this. You know what? I really like what Louis said. God's not in control, but he's in charge. You're in control. God in you is just as big as you'll let God be. Some of us make him very small. Some of us make him nothing because we don't see how powerful he is in us. It's a very powerful thing. In 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, it says this, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." Let me read that to you one more time. "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." When he appears, we can stand in confidence. Over in chapter 3 in verse 21, just want to read you some scripture, some truth, if I could say it this way. I want to read you some truth today that should build your confidence. In chapter 3 of 1 John, verse 21, it says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God." If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. You know how many Christians I know that allow their heart to condemn them? I mean, they just allow their heart to condemn them for everything. So how are you doing? "Well, I don't know. I ain't doing too good. I didn't pray. I didn't fast. I should have read more scriptures than I should have." We walk around condemning ourselves for all of the things we don't do instead of walk around realizing he who is greater than anything in the world lives inside of me. He abides in me. I can abide in him. Everywhere I go, he goes. Everything I do, he's involved in. He abides in me. He lives in me. And he says, if you abide in him, when he does come, you're going to have confidence. We allow our enemies to come in and strip us of confidence. Think about what he said right there in verse 21. "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us," why are you letting your heart condemn you? Why do you listen to people's criticisms? Listen to God and his word. In 1 John chapter 4, again, I'm just reading you scripture to try to build your confidence. Verse 17, 1 John 4, 17, it says, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness." Guess what that word boldness is? Confidence. Very same word. "That we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Boldness. "That we may have confidence. As he is, so are we." Do you know why as he is? Because we are his house. And we talk about going to the house of God. Every time I see you, I see the house of God. Every time I look at my brother or sister in Christ, every time I see the body of Christ, I see God's house, because that's who we are. 1 John chapter 5. I'm looking at verses of scripture right through John. Chapter 5, verse 14, he says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." Oh, yeah. What is it? How do we get what we ask for in prayer? Confidence. Listen to me. If you believe you're the house of God, you've got to believe that when you talk to God, He's interested in you and what you're dealing with. You've got to believe that if God lives in you, He wants to hear what you have to say. He wants to be able to answer your prayer. He wants you praying according to His will. Do you know it's not God's will that any man should perish? So if it's not God's will for any man to perish, when I begin to praying for people and I begin to ask God for people's souls, I've got to believe I'm asking in line with His will. And if I ask in line with His will, I know I have the petition that I'm asking of Him. I believe there's people right now listening to us on TV that you understand that Christ loves you and He wants to take up residence on the inside of you. And I'm asking you to just open your heart to Him today. And I believe with all of my heart that's the will of God for your life, is for Christ to live in you and for your house to be His house. Now listen to me. Every time you go to prayer, the first battle you're going to face is whether you have confidence or not that God's hearing your prayer and answering your prayer. Every one of us deal with that battle. Every one of us have that battle. Now, here's where we get in trouble, and here's where we miss it. When I go and I ask God to save somebody, am I depending on me or am I depending on Him? When I ask God to heal somebody, am I depending on me or am I depending on Him? When I ask God to bless somebody and prosper somebody, am I depending on me or am I depending on Him? You see, my confidence is not in me. You know, I realize I'm a minister of the gospel. I realize I pastor a church. I realize I do my best to live as good as I know how to live, but I still don't depend on me in prayer. I depend on God. And I don't go to me for prayer. I go to God. Why? Because when I ask Him in confidence, I know that I can have whatever it is that I ask. You see, if your confidence is in what you have done or not done, then your faith is not in God, but it's in you. Let me say it again. If you have confidence in what you've done, then your faith is in you and it's not in God. You know, our confidence should be in Him. We should have confidence to trust Him. Listen to me say this. I know God is faithful. I may slip up somewhere, but I know God is always faithful. I know that God is our supply. You know, with this pandemic going on, I look around and say, Lord, I don't know how You're going to meet our needs. Well, I realize it's God that meets our needs, not just us. He is our supply. You know what else I know? I know He's enough. I've been taught my whole life that me and God are a majority anywhere we go with anything that we do. My daddy taught me as a little boy, if God calls you to the Sahara Desert where nobody lives and tells you to build a church, He'll build a city around you. Yeah, that's what He's taught me my whole life. We've got to believe that with God on our side and God living in us, we can have confidence to do anything God wants us to do. You see, if I know He's faithful and I know He's our supply and I know He's enough, that's called confidence. I'm not dependent on me. If you're looking at me saying, well, you know, what do you do to trust God? I don't do anything to trust Him. I just trust Him. My confidence is not in me. My confidence is in Him. Over in the book of 2 Corinthians, one of my favorite verses, chapter 5, verse 21. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now listen to what he says in this. I want you to hear this because I'm going to bring this same kind of a phrase up in just a few moments in another scripture. It says, "For he made him who knew no sin, Jesus, to be sin for us." I don't have to worry about my sin because he became my sin. He took my sin to the cross. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us so that we, the house of God, the house of Christ, so that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ. Over in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it," in the gospel, "in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." You and I have got to have faith in God that God in us can do anything that God wants to do in this earth. By faith, the righteousness of God has been revealed, and that righteousness is the power of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This gospel that he's talking about here, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is the power of God. The good news is that Jesus went to the cross for the sins of the world. Listen to me. The world's sins have already been paid for. We've just got to share the good news with them. Hey, look, friend, you've been forgiven. Hey, look, do you realize that your sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus? Do you realize that Christ wants to come into your heart and into your life and take up residence? So where do I get this confidence? Pastor, I believe you have confidence. Where do you get the confidence? Well, I can tell you this, it never comes from what I did or what I didn't do. Confidence doesn't come from me. Confidence comes from God. The moment that I turn in on myself to find out what I did or what I didn't do, every time I start looking at me, I want to tell you, I come up with a list of stuff that I did or didn't do. I can tell you I prayed or I didn't pray. I can tell you I loved or I didn't love. I can tell you I read the scripture or I didn't read the scripture. I can tell you that I studied or I didn't study. The list just goes on and on and on. You don't pray. You don't read your Bible. You spoke harshly to your wife. You said something you should have never said to somebody that you didn't even know. You didn't feed the cats. That's one of the big ones for me. I forget to feed the cats. You didn't do the laundry. Man, you can always come up a list if you're looking at you of what you didn't do. How many of you know that? You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Listen to me. The moment that I look in myself and try to find confidence in me, here goes the list. And there's always a list when I'm looking at me. Please, 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 please hear me say this. My confidence is not in me, it's in him. Your confidence can't be in you. Your confidence has to be in him. He's my confidence. He's my faith. My faith is in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ finished the work at Calvary, sent his Spirit to this earth to take up residence inside of me so that you and I can walk this planet knowing that Jesus Christ lives in our hearts and that we can walk successfully through life because of what Jesus has already done. Listen to this passage of scripture in John chapter 5. John, the 5th chapter, verse 24. Now, this is the truth. My confidence is in the truth. I want to read you a passage of scripture, and I want you to hear what the scripture says. Look at this. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Do you know who said this? The truth said this. Jesus said this. If you have a red letter Bible, you see this in red letters. In the red letter Bible, what Jesus said was, listen, it says, I say to you, he who hears my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. Now notice what else he says. And shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Oh Lord, just help me. I'm almost embarrassed to talk about what I want to talk about from this verse of scripture. I'm almost embarrassed. You know why I'm embarrassed? It says, shall not come into judgment. Jesus said, he who believes in Jesus, he who has confidence in what Jesus has done, shall not come into judgment. Let me ask you a question. I'm embarrassed about this. Why do we put judgment on everybody? Why do we do it? There's something loose in the body of Christ that loves to preach judgment. Brother, if you do this, you're going straight to hell. Brother, if you do this, you're going straight to hell. Brother, you can't do this and be right with God. You can't do this and do that. I mean, we love to bring judgment on people. But Jesus said, shall not come into judgment if you believe his word. Stop judging everybody. Stop putting your judgment on other people. Please, listen to me. If the judgment that came on Christ for our sins, if the judgment that came on Christ was not enough, then we're all lost. Jesus didn't just die for us. Jesus died as us. He took my sin to the cross. Jesus said, if you believe and have confidence in him, you shall not come into judgment. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, well, his judgment was my judgment. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He never sinned. It wasn't his sin that he took to the cross, it was ours. His judgment was my judgment. Now, let me go back to Hebrews 3, verse 6 again, my text, because I want you to hear this. But Christ, as the Son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Christ, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence. The thing that makes me, or the thing that makes us, part of this house is He decided to set His love upon us. God said, I want you to be my child. I want to live in you. I want to take away your sin. I don't want you to walk in judgment. Listen to me, our confidence is what makes us part of the Father's house. He gave us His righteousness. He called us unto Himself. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. In Hebrews, the 9th chapter, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24, it says this, for Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God. What's those last two words? For us. Everybody says, oh, brother, you better be careful. You're going to stand before the judgment of God. I already have. I've already stood in judgment. Why? He didn't just go into the most holy place. He went into heaven itself for us. Your sins have been forgiven. You're free from sin. You don't have to sin. You're human, but being human doesn't make you sinful. Being human, get this is really deep. Being human makes you human. I'm human, but I'm also at the same time the house of God. I am the place where the Spirit of God has taken up residence on the inside of us. The more I understand that, that's why my confidence is gaining. I'm gaining more confidence when I begin to believe the Word of God, when I begin to read the Word of God. If you'll just go through and reread the scriptures that I've read to you today and read the Word of God, I promise you, you'll gain confidence in who you are in Christ. You'll gain confidence on what Christ has done in you. The Word of God said that Jesus didn't just go to the most holy place. He went into heaven itself and He stood in the presence of God for us. That's confidence. I'm gaining confidence to trust the truth. Jesus Christ, listen to this. Jesus Christ on His resurrection day, the day that Jesus took the sins of the world to the cross, went to the grave, the day that He raised from the dead on His resurrection day, He went into God's presence on my behalf. Think about that. You want to talk about Easter celebration? That's why I celebrate Easter, because God received Jesus into His presence. And He went there for me. He went there for you. He didn't just go there for us. He went there as us. In Hebrews chapter 4, let me just read you. I want to read enough scripture to choke the devil and his thoughts. In Hebrews 4, verse 14, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest, listen to this, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. Do you know what that literally says? Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You want to find the mercy you need and the grace that you need in the time of need? realize what you have and who your confidence is in. In Hebrews 10, verse 19 says this, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Guess what the word boldness is there? It's that same word, confidence. "Therefore, brethren, having confidence to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Let me close with this story. Steve McVeigh tells this story, and I think it's a pretty powerful story. Steve said when he first started sailing, he was hesitant to set the anchor because he hadn't really gained the confidence to trust his ability to set the anchor. So he would tie up to buoys when he could. He'd come into a place and you know, he had a smaller boat, a dinghy, I think they would call that, that when he would sail in somewhere, he would tie off to a buoy that was connected to, an anchor thing that was connected to the bottom of the ocean. But he came into this shore one day to this. Actually, it was a great nice island that he came to, where there was exclusive things going on there. And even though he had had certification to know how to set an anchor, he kept, you know, thinking about maybe he would do something wrong and he would be afraid. So he comes in one day, he can't find a place to sit, tie off to anything. So he sets the anchor and he gets on his little boat, and he and his wife go in to the exclusive resort to have dinner. And he says the whole time he's sitting there at dinner, he can't eat dinner and enjoy dinner because he's worried about his boat. He's worried about his boat. He's so afraid that his boat ain't going to stay anchored. So that night he gets back, goes to the boat. They go to bed. 4 or 5 times during the night, anytime there was a jerk or a movement that would wake him up, he'd get up and go check that anchor again because he wasn't sure what might happen. He was afraid that, you know, maybe, I don't know, something could happen. The boat could, you know, drift into another boat. The boat could go somewhere on a reef and get stuck. The other thing he dealt with is he just didn't want people to know that he didn't know what he was doing. But he's also afraid that he'd go to sleep and wake up and be right in the middle of a channel with a big boat, bah, bah, right in the way, getting ready to run over him. So what are you saying? Well, he lived his life in fear when he was trying to anchor somewhere. Well, when he gets up the next morning after that night of watching the boat and getting up several times during the night, he goes up and he checks the anchor, and you know what? The anchor was right where he put it. The boat was right where he put it. It hadn't moved anywhere. So in telling his story, he says, you know, he thought about the fact that his own life with Christ reflected his attitude towards his boat, and that he was dealing with the same thing with his outlook at life. Here he was at a beautiful island, but couldn't enjoy the dinner because he was worried about the anchor of the boat. He couldn't enjoy a good night's sleep because he was worried about and focused on what might happen to his boat. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Listen to me. Hope is the anchor of the soul. I know a lot of Christians who can't enjoy the moment because they're so worried about what's going on. I've wrestled with this thing, and I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to me today, because I've said, Lord, what's going to happen to your church? What's going to happen, Lord, to what we've built? What's going to happen to what we're doing? And the Lord just simply spoke to my heart and said, you know, I'm still in charge of what I'm doing, and you need to understand, you control your faith in me. And you need to have confidence that in any situation and any circumstance, I can do my will. Will you do my will? See, we're so afraid at times we can't serve God and have peace about it because we're so afraid we're going to do something wrong. We're so afraid of what somebody's going to think we look like if we pray. We're afraid to pray for people because we say, oh, you may not look right. Fear robs us of our joy on this journey that you and I call life. Do we have confidence today to trust the truth? Listen to me. We need to let go of trusting ourselves and trust Him. He's got this. Quit fretting the details of life. Yield yourself and everything connected to you to the house of God that you are. You belong to God. You are in Christ and you are secure because He is the anchor of your soul. We are His house, and I'm convinced He will maintain His house. And today, I want you to have confidence to trust Him. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You that Your word declares that we're more than conquerors, that we're victors, that Your word declares that we can put our trust and our confidence in You. So give us faith today to walk and believe and to trust You in all things. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.